Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where we review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week I review 1988 Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Hello, and welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space, but before we do that, we're going to talk about some news that happened this past week with Hasbro and Power Rangers over this past week. You probably don't know this, but Hasbro, I think a year ago or 2 years ago, they bought Power Rangers.
Yes, okay, I remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
They Hasbro bought Power Rangers, and now they did the Beast Morphers show. But you know, it's not really selling toys.
Yeah,
it's not really bringing in the ratings that they wanted it to bring in. So it looks like they're gonna be doing some new stuff with Power Rangers. There was a rumor going around a couple months ago that they broke their working relationship with Toy. Toy is the company that does Super Sentai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, that was a rumor. We don't even know if that's true.
Oh, okay.
We don't know if that's true. It looked like they broke their deal with Toy. We don't know if that's true or not, because there is another Power Rangers series coming called Power Rangers Dino Fury. I think they already cast like 3 of the 5 Rangers already. We're getting another Black Red Ranger. 2 in a row. This one's light skin, but 2 in a row. But yeah. So like, they already cast like 3 of the Rangers for that. So like, Power Rangers Dino Fury is coming. But after that, a lot of people are speculating about the future of the franchise and where it's gonna go, because Beast Morphers isn't the hit that Hasbro thought it would be. They're not selling toys. They're not, like I said, the show's not doing very well. The ratings aren't doing very well, but the ratings haven't been well with Saban and all this stuff. The ratings haven't really been good since like 1994. But honestly, you're like, you're gonna get the ratings that you get like past the original series. But yeah. So what Hasbro is doing, they hired a director / producer named Jonathan Entwistle recently. He's known for a Netflix series called End of the Fucking World. That's the name of the show.
It literally says End of the Fucking World?
End of the Fucking World. That's the name of the show.
And that is a Power Ranger show?
No, that's not a Power Ranger show. That's the guy. I said they hired a guy. That's the show that he made. The show he made was called End of the Fucking World. Okay. Now he's been brought on to do something. He's been brought on to oversee Power Rangers.
Okay, they're going to, you know, adultify it.
Yeah,
you know
what pretty I mean? Much. Pretty much what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, because like, they released a press release where they said they wanted to continue with the kid side of the franchise, mm-hmm. which right now they're doing Beast Morphers, and they're gonna be doing Dino Fury next year, and whatever they're gonna do, I guess they're gonna continue. I guess they're gonna continue their working relationship with Toy, since they said that, you know, because like, the kid stuff is kind of linked to the Super Sentai stuff. So whatever they're gonna do after Dino Fury, I don't know. Maybe adapt, there was another one where it's kind of like, I think the one right now, I'm not really watching Super Sentai like I used to.
Yeah.
You know, there was one where it was like, kind of like a Loop in the Third type of, cops and robbers type of, Sentai.
Yes.
Where it was like 3 of the Rangers were criminals and 3 of the Rangers were cops.
Yes.
And then they would team up or something like that. And I don't know if they're going to adapt that. Or there's another one, I think it's called Kinsemer or something like that, it's called, where like they got like these like shiny suits and stuff. I think that's the one that's on now, like where it's like five rangers and like they got like shiny suits, and I think, and their first female Green Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got that.
So she's gonna be the sixth ranger?
No, she's one of the five.
Oh, okay. It's just she's gonna be green.
Yeah, she's green, cause it's like, I think it's like a male yellow ranger and a female green ranger this time. So the first time ever they've done that with the green ranger. But yeah, they're but like looks like they're gonna continue with that for kids. Mm-hmm. But there was something in the press release that said that he's going to be over the film franchise. I think he's going to be directing the movies and producing the movies. But also, there's going to be a more, you want to might say, PG-13 version of the Power Rangers.
Yes.
You know, like, they're going to be like, because, like, I think he, because, like, they want to do what Marvel's doing now.
Oh.
Where, like, they have a cinematic universe.
Okay.
And then, because, like, you know, like, they got the shows coming on Disney. Cause Marvel has the shows coming on Disney Plus, like WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, on and stuff like that. It's good. And those shows are going to be connected to the MCU also.
Because they're out now?
No, they're not out. They're not out now.
Okay.
I mean, WandaVision is coming soon.
Okay.
But, because they already put out another trailer for it. So that's coming soon. Because that one will, I think that movie, because that WandaVision is shooting into the next Doctor Strange movie.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, Multiverse of Madness is what the next Doctor Strange movie is going to be called. So like that's going to be shooting off into that. So those things are connected. So like that's what Hasbro wants to do with Power Rangers. They want to have a film universe and then have a TV show, like some TV shows, you know.
That connect to the movies. Movie. Okay.
Yeah, so they want to do that, which I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I would love it, and I got an idea for it. You know, like, I would love for these TV shows to kind of be like an anthology series following the older Rangers.
Oh, okay.
You know, see,
that'd be dope.
That'd be cool, huh?
Yeah,
that'd be cool. It was like if they, if like it was finally like, hey, what's Zach doing now? You know, right. Something like that. What is Zach doing now? What's he doing now? And then all of a sudden, like something happens, and he has to turn into the Black Rangers and shit like that.
Right.
You know, like I'm like, they really should. Cause I just really want them to throw a bone to like the older Rangers.
They should.
You know,
like, I would love to see that.
Cause like it'd be cool. You're like, you could see like what's Aisha doing now? I know that's your favorite ranger.
Yes.
You know, so what's Aisha doing now? Is she a mother? Like you could show her being a mother and a Power Ranger.
Right.
You know, like every now and again, whatever, something like that. And you know, like that'd be a good idea to see like what the older Rangers are doing now. It'd be like a Black Mirror type of thing.
Yes.
You know how they do on Black Mirror? Black Mirror is kind of like an anthology series.
Right, where it's like not the same. It's like it tells its own story.
They tell their
right?
own like standalone stories.
Yeah.
You know, like I would like to see something like that with the newer Power Ranger series that they're going to come up with.
I mean, why not? It's so many series. It's hard to keep up. You know, yeah. If you're taking the material from Sentai, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like they got so much. They got so much to work with all these series, you know, like they could, yeah. Like I say, like make an anthology series, bring back all the older Rangers, and then like shoot off into like a, I think I talked about this with you. I had like a whole goddamn rant about it because I was watching something. There's a show on YouTube. It's called, it's a fan made show called Power Rangers Unworthy.
Okay.
And like, it's kind of like this evil ranger going through time and like killing other rangers and stuff like that. Which
is that the one with Jason David Frank in it?
No, it's okay. Jason David Frank had nothing to do with this. It's like it's kind of a offshoot of Shattered Grid.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a fan made version of it.
I don't remember seeing that one.
You probably didn't. I don't know, but I was watching
the other one.
Yeah, Shattered Grid.
Yeah, Shattered Grid.
But, like, you didn't see it, like, because, like, it's not a show. It's a comic book.
Okay.
Shattered Grid's a comic book. So, and I've been talking about this for a while. I think I ranted to you. Like,
I think the show should be more like the comic book, don't you think?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about to get to, is they should do, like, a Shattered Grid movie. Like, have the show, like I said, like, have the shows be an anthology, see what they're doing, and then it, like, leads into, like, a Shattered Grid type of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
Where, like, all the Rangers, they're showing you what all the Rangers are doing, and then they end up teaming up. Because I've always said this, I've, like, Shattered Grid is them leaving money on the goddamn table. You know, I've always said this about this. I was like...
I mean, why they're not picking it up? Why they're just letting it sit at the table?
I don't know, man. Like, maybe that's the plan that they have. We don't know. Because I was always saying, I was like, if they want to do a good Power Rangers movie, they should just do Shattered Grid.
Yeah.
You know, because there was a teaser a couple years ago with Jason David Frank.
Yes.
Where, like, he was sitting... I think you saw the teaser. Like, he's sitting in the chair.
Yeah. With and, the like, evil...
Yeah. He's playing, like... The
evil Green Ranger laugh, but...
Yeah,
he plays evil Green Ranger, right?
Because, like, in Shattered Grid, there's this ranger called Lord Draken.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's kind of a mixture of the White Ranger and the Green Ranger.
Okay.
Like, his suit is kind of like that.
Yes.
And, like, he just goes through different timelines killing Rangers.
Because he wants to be the only Ranger.
Because he wants to be the only Ranger. He wants to take all the power. And
so what is this, Highlander or something?
I guess. But yeah, that's what he does. And there was a teaser for that. And, like, he's just looking through all the timelines and all the ranges. And that actually got people's interest. It piqued people's interest. People that haven't, like, fucked with Power Rangers in a long time.
And they didn't piece that.
Didn't cap because it was still under Saban, and Saban did not capitalize on it.
Because it wasn't his idea.
Yeah,
it was
most likely. He was like, and I think,
or he maybe wanted to keep it authentic.
But it's a thing of with Saban, and we even with Hasbro right now. Like, the people behind the TV, the kid show, is like, I was watching a video because, like, Beast Morphers recently did a team up.
Mm-hmm.
They teamed up with Austin St. John, Jason, the original Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And they teamed up with the Dino Charge Rangers and the Dino Thunder Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And people were talking about the team up, and, like, a lot of people were, like, kind of disappointed with the team up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was looking at a guy's review about it, because he was talking about, even though this show is for kids, don't insult their intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, there are some seasons of Power Rangers where I look at it and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. This is for kids. You know? I get like that. I'm like, oh, this is for kids, man. I forgot. It was like, because, like, this is just, like, this, like, baby writing. It's like they write for, like, four-year-olds, you know?
Yes.
Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, I hope they do something, I hope they do something really good with this franchise now that they got this guy on tap now, because he wants to do, like, an adult series. He wants to do more adult movies, you know, so.
We shall see.
We shall see.
I'm not going to hold my breath on it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's all I got to say. Well, we'll be back with the review of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. See you guys later. This episode is presented by Wild CBD. Wild produces the best tasting edibles on the market, using real fruit and all natural flavoring. With flavors inspired by the Pacific Northwest, high quality ingredients, real fruit, and consistent dosing, Wild has become one of the leading cannabis edible producers in the country. Wild's new CBD line currently offers fruit-infused gummies in blackberry, huckleberry, lemon, and raspberry, and CBD-infused sparkling water in raspberry, lemon, blackberry, and blood orange. Each gummy is dosed with 25 milligrams of CBD and can be purchased in a bottle of 10 or 20. Wild CBD is offering our listeners 30% off their next purchase from wildcbd.com by using the code POD. That is the code POD for 30% off your next purchase. Okay, guys, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, 1988. You know, we like to start this thing off. We like to talk about how we saw this movie. Shauna, how'd you see the movie?
Man, first of all, it was, what was it, 1988. So that like probably make me like three, right? Maybe three or four, right?
Yeah, four.
I remember seeing that, I don't remember seeing it in theaters. I do remember seeing it at home. And I was watching it with my brother, and he had his friend over, a girl, by the way.
Is your older brother?
Yeah, my oldest brother.
Okay.
Yeah, my oldest brother. And they were just laughing. When I say laughing, I thought it was a good movie because they were laughing.
I
know why.
We're getting
and
those things.
That kind of made me, you know, I thought it was entertaining because my oldest brother was laughing hysterical, and I thought it was entertaining. So for some reason, as a kid, like pretty much almost a toddler turned to a kid, I used to always like ask my mom to put on Killer Clowns in Space. So, like, I want to watch Killer Clowns and I want to watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Mom.
Yeah.
And she'd just like put it on.
Right. Because parents are like, yeah, I don't care what you're watching.
My mom and dad will watch it with me, and they're like looking at each other like, oh my God, right? And I'm like, oh, see, this is a good movie. See? So I used to constantly ask my parents, can I watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is, at what point in my life, this was like my favorite scary movie.
Uh-huh. If you could see her face.
Remember, I was barely a kid.
Yeah, you were a four-year-old. But right. But anyway, I saw the movie on USA Up All Night, so that's a telling. that's a sign of something. You know, you probably don't remember USA Up All Night.
USA, yeah, I do.
You remember USA Up All Night?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it used to show like all those B movies at night.
Right.
I used to stay up on like a Saturday night with my dad and watch that stuff.
Yeah.
One time they showed Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I want to say I was a little bit older than you. I want to say maybe 2 years. I think I was probably like six when I saw it the first time.
Yes.
And first off, because you know I scare easily. You know this. You know, yeah. I scare easily. Anything, like when I was a little kid, anything like fucking freaked me out. So I was scared of this shit for a long time.
Yeah,
I saw it like
it was the creepy faces. It was the faces. I agree.
Yeah.
It was the creepy faces.
So like I saw this shit with my dad, and my dad would show me shit like this all the time, and he would wonder why I have problems going to sleep at night.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm like, yeah, because you showing me fucking Class of Nukem High, and you know, and fucking you like, let's watch Species, and then you like, go to bed, boy. You know? Like, first of all, I should be watching Species as a kid because there's a lot of fucking in that movie. But anyway,
it was
so that's another thing. But yeah, it's like he always did that shit to me. He's like, I'm gonna show you this scary movie. Go to bed, boy. And that's it. So I was scared of Killer Clowns from Outer Space for a good minute. But now I'm looking at it and I'm like, what the fuck was I scared of? You know? But anyway, while I'm watching, like, I'm not even going to get into fun facts about this movie because this movie doesn't deserve it. It really doesn't. There's really nothing to it at all. But I feel like this movie was like supposed to be like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
This movie had a Saturday morning cartoon feel to it.
Dang.
It did. Because it even had a theme song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, theme song. It was like, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Whatever.
it kind of slapped though a little bit. It does. I was like, okay. Because it had like that really funky guitar riff. Like, oh, look, that dude's going off.
Yeah, it did have that riff. But, like, this shit was campy as fuck, man. It was like, I just felt like it was, like, supposed to be a Saturday morning cartoon. Even the title of the movie sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
It does.
it sounds like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Or Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that long title back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Back in the day where titles were, like, synthesis.
Yeah. It was like, and if you remember Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
God damn, that's like 10 words.
You get a gold star, sir or ma'am. You know, because nobody remembers Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. Look,
you couldn't even say it all in one.
I had to catch my breath to say that.
It's actually good.
If you don't remember it, look it up, man. Just look that shit up. I'm not saying it again. But, like, it was like, every time I look at this movie, I was like, I think about action figures.
Yes.
About action figures. Because it's like, I'm like, why didn't they make action figures out of this? There was no killer clowns from outer space. Action figures.
They should.
Like, it was ready-made for a fucking toy line.
Yeah, it should have been a collectibles. It really was, because,
like, back in the day, Remember when they would like promote rated R movies to kids?
I know, like aliens and shit. Yeah. Remember Alien movie, Predator?
Yeah, like they all had action figures.
And they had action figures. Why not?
Yeah.
Clowns from Outer Space. Like,
RoboCop.
Yeah.
Had action figures. That shit was violent as shit.
And gory. You see how he became RoboCop?
Yeah,
shredded into pieces.
Yeah, he didn't become RoboCop by just like touching a magic robot. He got fucked up. You know?
Right.
I was like, RoboCop had action figures. And it had the line bitches leave in it. Because there was a scene in there. He was like the guy, he was like doing cocaine. He was doing cocaine. They sold this to kids.
Yes.
He, like, dude was doing cocaine and he had like hookers over. Yeah. And he told him, he's like, bitches leave, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, there was a Rambo cartoon. There was a Rambo cartoon. Rambo had action figures. He was violent as shit.
Yes.
In the 90s and the 80s, they didn't give a fuck. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes had a fucking cartoon.
Yes.
You know, like, that's not for kids. That movie's not for goddamn kids.
Remember Critters?
Yeah, I remember Critters.
Did they have action figures?
They didn't
as well?
Have action figures.
Okay, I guess it's one of those movies.
Critters too. Did not have action figures. But, like, it's like in the 80s and the 90s, they didn't give a fuck. That's like if they made a John Wick cartoon today.
They would have action figures.
And it had John Wick action figures, you know? And they were like,
puppy.
Yeah, he had a little puppy. He had a little puppy and the puppy talk on the cartoon. I don't know about this, John. You know, this looks bad to me. You know? Like, if he did that shit, he was like, they didn't give a fuck
that
in the 80s
the
and
late
the 90s.
80s and early 90s.
They didn't give a shit, man. But,
when capitalizing, wow.
Yeah, man. Capitalism. Gotta love it. Let's talk about the goddamn movie. I'm gonna start with you. You picked this goddamn movie.
Oh, God.
I gotta remind you that you picked this movie.
I thought that I would have what you would say a back in the day moment, and I didn't. I just realized that I just realized all the mistakes and a few setbacks I had in my life. I just blame it on this fucking movie. I swear. I swear to God. It triggered me. It really fucking triggered me when I revisit this movie and see it as an adult perspective, I was like, okay, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember the tent, you know. I was like, yeah, yeah. But as the movie kept progressing and going, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that not only that, now I know why my brother was laughing with his girlfriend, because he was like, this is the most stupidest I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
No wonder why my parents was looking at me. And it was like, well, she doesn't know any better. She's just a kid. And I'm all like, I mean, you do know that you're supposed to make sure that your kids don't watch nothing that fucking stupid. And maybe things would be a little better for me in life. Not for real. But anyway, yeah. But we're good. But not in this pandemic, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just going back and revisiting this movie, I was like, holy shit. I am not having any of a nostalgic moment. I'm really not. This is, I was bad. I was like so bad. I was like, I can't believe I picked this movie. I could have picked Critters. I could have picked anything else.
Hey man, Critters ain't that much better.
This, I bet you, is a little better than this shit. It was crazy. It was crazy. The tent was a fucking, okay, this is, okay, I could tell you this. This is what I got from it. It looked like they were trying to make a spinoff of It. Like, they did try to make a spinoff of an It movie.
But It, okay?
No. I'm going to get to that later.
Okay.
What I would try to say is that somebody read the book. They didn't have enough money to get the rights to make the movie. So they said, well, we're going to make a Killer Clown movie that's based off of the It novel.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this piece of shit.
Right. They didn't put much effort into this
they
at
did,
all.
They didn't put much effort to it. You can clearly tell they were, I'm trying to remember if I can remember. There were some things that did remind me of It, but you can tell they tried not to make emphasis of the novel because they asked to get sued.
Right.
So they were like, we're just going to take the, you could tell it was inspired.
Right.
From the novel It. And they just ran with that shit. Like, we're just gonna go with Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Oh, that's what it is. Because, you know, It came from outer space.
Outer space, yes.
And it landed on Earth.
Right.
And it started feeding off of, you know, people's fear. Right?
Right.
Well, they took that idea and said, we're gonna have a space shovel that shapes like a fucking circus tent. And yeah, we're gonna land it here on Earth and have people be feared. And we just turn into a whole bunch of wrapped up
like
candy.
Cotton candy.
So what they do, they have this gun and they shoot the people. They just going around shooting people. I mean, this is like, it's like some shit that you see from Mars Attack, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't come in peace. They're not trying to bring no peace party. They just come to kill humans. So what they do, they come and they just shoot you, and then they put you into this cotton candy. And the cotton candy, like, dissolves your skin, right? Dissolves your skin,
right.
Make you all nice and sweet. And then they take a fucking, they take a fucking crazy straw, and they put it in the cotton candy, and they suck you dry, like
suck the blood out of you,
like you're some type of, you know, fruit juice squeezers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It is drink you like a fucking Capri Sun.
Yeah, like a Capri Sun, right? And I was like, I do remember that. I totally remember that. And I was like, I cannot believe that this movie entertained me. Because it didn't entertain me today.
I can't believe I used to be scared of this shit.
I know.
I'm looking at this. I'm like, this is some bullshit. I used to be scared of this.
And then another thing that I noticed, that when the only way you kill him, oh my God.
Yes, this, talk about it.
This right
Say
here.
It.
This right here,
Say
like
it.
Almost baby, like, what do you call it? Like catatonic. Like, you know, yeah, how you, like, you know how you just freeze,
yes,
for a long time,
yes,
into a stiff coma. I swear to God, my brain just died.
Yes.
They had, in order to kill him, you had to shoot him in their clown nose. I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God. And look, check it out. Like I said, you can tell it's still inspired by it. Because when you shoot him in his clown nose, they spin around, mm-hmm. and then they kind of like turn into light. Because you do know that the character is pretty much a ball of light, right?
I guess I haven't seen it in a while.
But yeah, you can kind of tell that this movie is definitely inspired from the It novel, but they knew not to go emphasis on anything because they're gonna get sued.
Right.
So they had to take what little that they could and come up with this piece of shit.
Right.
Pretty much. And then the main character, like the cop, the girl, and the guy. The girl and the guy were the ones who first discovered the ship.
Yeah,
the tent ship the circus tent ship, right?
Right.
And she's like, look, I know a cop and he will believe me. Okay, to find out that was her boyfriend. Now keep in mind these kids are students from high school.
Hold on.
Are they?
They never put emphasis on where they went. They didn't say they went to high school or college.
That is something to think about.
I didn't think about that.
But you want to know why?
I didn't think about that till right now.
You want to know why we know? Because she was still living in her parents' house.
Huh.
Yeah. I think that's why we assume that they were probably in high school, because they were still living in their parents' house.
Some old-ass looking high school kids.
I mean, you know, that's how it was back in the day. Like, a 30-year-old could play an 18-year-old at that time, yeah, right?
Yeah, those motherfuckers look 30.
So, next thing you know, she was like, so the boyfriend find out that her ex-boyfriend was a cop.
Right.
And we're kind of thinking like, wow, she dated a cop. I don't really know how the age goes, but I'm pretty sure they're old enough to be a cop, and she's young enough to the point where he should not be dating her. You know what I mean? It was kind of weird.
Right.
You know? So they went on this journey to discover that everything that the couples were saying was true.
Right.
And the cop, you know, handsome, blonde hair, blue eyes. They're like kind of shitting on the brunette guy, you know, like the hero was the blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, Paul Walker kind of looking dude. And then you had the boyfriend who was like a brunette, whatever.
He did kind of look like Jerry Seinfeld in the face. He did. And he was doing like stupid jokes and shit.
Right.
You're like, oh, he was kind of silly.
Yeah, so they just kind of shitting on the brunette dude, you know, like, you don't want that. That's a zero. Drop the zero and get with a hero with blonde hair and blue eyes. You know, it's the 80s, okay?
Yeah.
So, next thing you know, of course, the girl is beautiful. Guy look beautiful. 80s hair, everything. Big
She's
boobs,
also a blonde.
You know, turtleneck wearing ass having bitch, you know. And
turtleneck bitch.
And then next thing you know, this is the thing here. I never noticed till today that not only that the cop saved the girl, but he also saved the guy.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And he was supposed to blow up on that ship. And I said to myself, if he survived this ship explosion, that girl, he lost his girlfriend for good.
Like, I did read
she's
something.
She's not going back with him after this.
I did read something.
Because he saved everybody.
Wait. I did read something doing research, but you believe I did research for this shit.
Yeah.
In the original ending, he was supposed to die.
Right.
He was supposed to die, but they did like a test screening and it didn't go well. So they changed the ending so he could live.
Okay, wow. It wouldn't make any difference. It was even more stupid the fact that when he blew up from the sky and then the debris fell down and he was in the debris, he pops out of this
little clown car.
Fucking clown car and shit like that and survived the fall too somehow. You know, I mean, either way it goes, I don't think they could have saved this movie.
Yeah. Nothing could save this movie.
Should not have been made in the first place.
Nothing could save this movie.
You know what I mean? So as that being said, I mean, so going back to the guy, he survived all that bullshit. You know, he fell from outer space down to Earth.
In a clown car.
And didn't splatter or break any bones or whatever. Yeah, he
was perfectly fine.
No scratch, no nothing. And the guy and the girl both ran to the cop, hugged the guy. Oh, God, I'm so glad you survived. Yeah. And then the cop took the girl. I was like, do it. There's no way in hell. That was like the most realistic thing throughout the whole movie. There's no way in hell that me and my boyfriend be screaming and hollering, this cop is saving me, who I used to date, and I'm just going to go back to the guy who, me and him, had to be saved by the cop. I'm just going to go back to the cop.
That shit just made me say.
That dude was cuckled.
Yeah, he got cucked. But that shit just made me say, damn, I got to get a gun.
Right.
You know? That's all that made me say. Because he was shooting, because the cop was shooting the clowns and killing the clowns. He had to
shoot. I mean, he was going at it.
Yeah, you know, like he was killing the clowns. I was like, damn. I was like, all the only thing you needed, bro, was a gun.
Right.
And you could have still had your girl.
Yeah, would you say using that guy's shoes? Oh, and that cop, the ex-boyfriend, was like out machoing you. Yeah. You said you and him would have teamed up. It would have been like that.
We would have been like fucking Double Dragon.
Or, you know.
We would have been like in fucking Contra.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like you're not taking my girl after this. Mm-mm. You gotta fight for this, homie.
It would have been duel. We would have been a duel. We would have been buddy cops.
This is what we would have done. This dude was screaming with her. Yeah. He's calling him for help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he picks up the girl and put her on top of a device, and he picks him up and put his ass on a device. Like, that dude was putting in work.
That nigga got cucked like a motherfucker.
He didn't care, too. He's like, yeah, you can have her. I'm a punk ass bitch.
I'm punk. I don't care. You know, he was like, I'm a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, go ahead and take my girl.
Just take her.
Yeah, he just straight up grabbed her and kissed her. Yeah, and keep in mind, they never broke up in the first place.
They never broke up.
The dude just took his ex-girlfriend back, you know?
I was like, you's a bitch. But
the only part, as I realized today, really did creep me out when the clown killed this racist cop, because it was two cops. It was the good looking one with the blonde hair, blue eyes, and then you had this really old, fat racist. This motherfucker is the epitome of, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Defund
the police and everything like that. He was like, oh my God, he was like picking on any and everybody that did not obey his conservative, you know, theology and views and stuff like that. He was picking on kids who were emo.
Yeah.
He was picking on kids that were punk rockers. He
was picking on kids that was gay.
He was all like, if you are not this perfect all-American dude, you are a problem to American society. Get your ass in jail.
He planted a gun on a black dude.
Yeah, he did.
Gave him some time for that.
Right.
You know, he did all that shit. But, like, the guy that actually played that cop, he was actually the bad guy, and I'm gonna get you, sucker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was Mr. Big.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, he played
so he's, like, type, what do you call it, typecast. He was typecast. Yeah. Play those characters.
Right.
Now, the guy, the evil cop,
mm-hmm.
One part that did creep me out is when the clown have killed him and then used him as a puppet to make him talk, and his mouth was moving even though he was a dead corpse.
Yeah.
That part did get me.
He pulled the hand out and it was blood.
I was like, oh shit, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
That's all they gave us.
That was the creepiest part of the goddamn movie.
That's all they gave
us.
And that was it. And it was right back to it.
But yeah. It's,
so what you think?
I'm not really going to go into details on this movie. You know, like, it is what it is. I was kind of creeped out that the two main characters were named Mike and Debbie.
Right.
Which are my parents' names. So, that kind of, I was like, wait, their names are Mike and Debbie? I was like, those are my parents' names. What the fuck? But yeah, I'm like, I'm not really gonna go into details.
And they were in the 80s.
Yeah.
And you were born in the 80s.
I was born in the 80s. But yeah, it's like, the acting's fucking terrible. It is what it is. You know, special effects are bad, especially the one with like the you remember the clown was driving with no car?
I know. That was weird. It didn't make no sense.
That looked terrible.
It did.
That looked terrible. But yeah, man, that was, I'm not gonna be groundbreaking on this shit and say shit that ain't already been said.
Right.
You know, like, it's a bad fucking movie. It's a terrible fucking movie. It's a waste of fucking time. You know, it's all that shit. You know, the only good thing about this movie
is the theme song.
No.
Not even theme song.
Well, the theme song was kind of popping. That shit did kind of slap.
It did slap.
but, yeah, man, the only other good thing about this movie was it was short.
It was short.
1 hour and 20 minutes, in and out. I was like, oh, shit, this shit almost over already. I'm like, good. You know, let this torture end. You didn't torture me for 1 hour and 50 minutes. That's the only good thing about this movie.
Right.
You know, so... That's it. I'm ready to end this. You know, I'm ready to end it. Just like when I watch this movie. I'm ready to end it. Score.
Man, if there was anything lower than a zero, I'm gonna say zero.
You're gonna say zero?
Yes.
I'm gonna be a little lenient because I did laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a fucking campy ass fucking piece of shit. Like I said,
that's the thing. Good thing about it. It was campy, but it felt.
Good thing about it was short. So the score for me is 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5.
That's for me. That's it. That was Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I was a little bit lenient than you were, and this was your favorite movie, and you picked this shit. You know, so,
I thought. Because I still had a feeling for it as a child.
Uh-huh.
Now looking at it today, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well,
that, very much change of heart.
Yeah, that was the movie. Tune in next week. Next week is going to be the start of Oscar month. I'm doing all Academy Award winning and nominated movies. They could be nominated in anything. Best actor, best picture, whatever the fuck. If you were nominated for an Academy Award, I'm doing a movie. I'm not doing a movie. I'm doing a review about you. So, to start off Oscar month, I'm going to be reviewing 1991's Cape Fear, starring Robert De Niro. That's it.
Cool.
All right. Till next time. Peace.
Bye.